Officers responded to a domestic disturbance call. The suspect then barricaded himself inside a home for hours. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. Well, they are selling out. What? Well, the Ovation Hair Gift Sets. It's a 7-piece gift set, and I'm telling you, I love this product. It works for me. My hair has never looked better. So in this 7-piece gift set for the holidays, they have the must-have Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system. They also have a mask. They've got vitamins and a special Ovation detangling comb. It really does work. My kids love it. And it's in a beautiful gift box. So right now, for a limited time, the holiday gift set is specially priced to give you 60% off retail. That's a 7-piece gift set at over a $90 savings, which is very impressive. Now, these always sell out every year. We have a limited number of these. So go to ovationhair.com, select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout. You can't lose. Your money-back guarantee is good if you don't like it. So all your shopping can be handled in one place, ovationhair.com, select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA for an additional introductory discount, ovationhair.com.
A suspect is holding hostages inside a bank in Jacksonville, Florida at this hour. Police responding to a 911 bank robbery call at the Community First Credit Union just about 9 a.m. local time. A Jacksonville Sheriff's Office spokesman says police believe one suspect is holding multiple people inside the bank. A call coming in that one person has been shot, but that's not been confirmed.
All of us are praying for those families and are very distressed at the loss of life.
That's Sevier County, Tennessee Mayor Larry Waters saying search crews have found 3 more bodies from the fires in the Great Smoky Mountains, pushing the number dead from the fires to 7. There is some good news, as Waters says crews have rescued 3 people who'd been trapped by the flames. Major League Baseball avoids a labor interruption. Reports are Major League players and owners have agreed to a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement. The last one was set to expire at a minute past midnight. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Donald Trump and Mike Pence heading to Indiana today to tout a new deal with Carrier. The air conditioner makers agreed to keep 1,000 jobs in the Hoosier state instead of moving them to Mexico. Pence, of course, the governor of Indiana. This afternoon's rally will be at a Carrier plant in Indianapolis. California Congressman John Garamendi saying the National Defense Authorization Act has been amended to include language that will once and for all ensure that California National Guard troops will not have to pay back recruitment or reenlistment bonuses they received. He says the act should be on the president's desk by next week.
If that happens, then guardsmen and women who were subject to these audits should have a deep breath of relief, knowing that they are not going to be in a position of having to pay back those bonuses.
Garamendi is also pleased to say that those who did pay back the bonuses by order of the Pentagon will be reimbursed now by the federal government. And the latest on rapper Kanye West is he's out of an L.A. hospital. TMZ reports that Kanye is back home with his wife Kim Kardashian and their children, the Grammy winner spending over a week at UCLA Medical Center after suffering from what his management said were symptoms of exhaustion, although sources also told TMZ he was being treated for some other things, including paranoia. The hospitalization also came after he canceled his remaining tour dates after a bizarre onstage rant. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about millennials and why a lot of them need a swift kick in the ass. I'll have an update on the overtime law in the New Jersey and Pennsylvania reciprocal agreements. I'll have 6 ways you can make this a great holiday season for your business and a list of the 10 things that may soon disappear forever. It's Thursday, December 1st, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But first, check of the weather shows it's currently 52 degrees at 12:06. And the forecast shows we're going to have periods of sun and breezy conditions with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 32 today. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 51 and a low of 34. For getaway Saturday, as we fire up the Crown Trophy jet and head to Aruba, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 48 degrees and a low of 30. In Aruba, it'll be 92 degrees poolside with a low of 76. See ya! And for Sunday, it'll be turning cloudy with a high of 46 degrees and a low of 31. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 75.98 to 19,199.56. The NASDAQ is down 52.74 to 5270.94. S&P 500 is down 1.20 to 2197.61. Oil is up $2.15 to $51.59 per barrel. And gold is down $3.58 to $1,167.22 an ounce. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my old WITV castmate, Donna Roland, today. And Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. You can listen to the rest of the show on www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and again, welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us as we get together every week at this time. And, you know, it's just one of those weeks. It's a little crazy around the shop, which is a good thing, a good problem to have. No complaints there. Extremely busy at Crown Trophy of Flemington as we try to wind down the season and try to get everything done for everybody as orders are coming in fast and furious. Don't forget, we're going to stay open late tonight, as many businesses in town will also be staying open late here in the borough of Flemington, because this is a promotion that's going on with the Flemington Community Partnership, so that businesses can stay open late, hopefully take advantage, shoppers will take advantage of that and get some great deals from all of the local businesses that are staying late. If you're looking for which stores are staying open late, then you may want to head over to the Flemington Community Partnership Facebook page so that you can find out what stores will be open late. We're going to be there till 8 o'clock tonight, have some cookies from the Italian Bakery, and start showing off some of the gifts that we're featuring this year from Crown Trophy, which will include our personalized wine glasses, pint glasses. We have our traditional glass ornaments. So hopefully, if you have an interest in any of those gifts, and especially personalizing them, then by all means, head on over and visit us tonight at Crown Trophy of Flemington. We'll be glad to see you there and can't wait to talk to you about your Christmas needs. A lot of businesses in town are doing participating, so you're going to want to take a full look at that list. And this is a start, I think, of what I'm hoping will be a trend in Flemington, where businesses will at least pick one night a week to stay open late. And I talked about a store in in Somerville that I visit a lot with my wife called Three Hearts Home. They did a fantastic amount of business last Saturday night. And they stayed open late, as they do many nights during the week. But on that night, as they were coupling it with other events revolving around the holiday season, the arrival of Santa Claus and things like that, they just did a tremendous amount of business because they were open when people could get to them. You shouldn't have your business open at your convenience. You should have your business open at the convenience of your customers. Here's a good song.
Well, it's time for my vacation. It's time for me to have some fun. Yes, it's time for my vacation. I won't lay out in the sun, 'cause I've been working.
Oh, there's my buddies Alabama, Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry, Jeff Cook, and Mark Herndon, and the song Vacation. Now, every time I get to head out for a few days, I always play that song because it gets me in the mood for my vacation. And it always seems that it takes me a few days to decompress when I am on vacation, and then I start stressing out midway through the vacation about all the things I'll be walking into when I get back. But vacation starts Saturday morning, bright and early. We'll be heading out to Aruba, where we have a timeshare, and just a couple days poolside. Can't beat that. Love to get together. We go down with my brother-in-laws, and we'll sit poolside, and we have this thing we do where usually I can't stay out in the sun all that long, so I'll hide under the umbrella, read a book or something like that, and all of a sudden I'll hear this little tapping noise, and that's my brother-in-law tapping like an empty beer can, saying, hey, it's time to get me another one. So I am the official beer meister, if you will, and so I'll be shagging him some beers and having fun with that, and then you know, we're just going to get together and, you know, go sailing, maybe some snorkeling or scuba diving. And it's time for just a chance to decompress. Been a crazy year at Crown Trophy, and looking forward to just getting out there and relaxing just a little bit. And then hopefully we may do a little bit of this.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Yeah, we'll be popping a couple of tops this week and enjoying ourselves down in Aruba. And sorry to leave you guys all behind in the 40 and 50 degree weather, but this is our week. This is when we head down every year, and looking forward to it. So today's show, when I did the teaser at the beginning, was talking about millennials and why I think many of them need a swift kick in the ass. And I'm going to give you a couple examples when we come back from the break, because there's something going on. I think we as parents, as teachers, as mentors, have done a terrible disservice. I don't want to put all the blame on us, but we have created literally the softest generation, I think, in decades. And now it's what I call the perpetuation of the wussification of America. And we're going to get into all that right after the break. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you again as we get together every Thursday at this time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Next week, no show. I'll still be in Aruba getting ready to fly back Thursday night, but no show, so we'll have a replay probably of this show. I do apologize for my voice. I had a cold for the last week or so and just can't seem to shake it. So maybe drying out in Aruba will help me with my voice, and then we'll be able to come back. So millennials, that was the teaser on today's show. What to do about our millennial generation? I'm going to start the conversation off by saying they're not all lazy. There are some very good millennial young men and women out there, but there are some that have been so spoiled, so softened, get their way with everything, that they really... I have a big fear as to how they're going to function later in life. Now, there's been a lot of articles written. There's been television shows dedicated to this. There's been news programs dedicated to this. And when you talk about the millennial generation, a lot of times they'll talk about, well, this is the generation that got a participation trophy just for showing up. Or as my doctor, Stephen Lee, says, hey, congratulations, you came in ninth place. Here's your trophy. And I don't want to put the blame on the trophy store. You know, they're just in business. And being that I own a trophy store, it's not my fault either. But I can recall when my son, Brandon, was playing soccer in Recreation Youth League, we had a great team. For 9 years, we went undefeated, 130-0-3, a pretty impressive record. And coaching those kids from the get-go, we taught them about their responsibility in their position, whether they were a defender, a midfielder, a wing, a goalie. They had a job to do, and we started in kindergarten teaching them how to play the game the right way. Then we would come up against some teams that we called playing what we call beehive soccer, where all the kids just run around the ball. And
It was supposed to be fun, and it was fun. But at the end of the game, my kids knew, we scored 7 goals. And, you know, at the end of the game, the other team would say, well, who won? And their coach would say, oh, nobody won. You know, we don't keep score. It's not about winning. And then my kids would chime in and say, no, we won. We scored 7 goals. You scored none. And it's not to show that who had more prowess on the soccer field, but it showed that, yes, in life there are winners and there are losers. And we'll get to that theme in just a few minutes. But, you know, the bit about, you know, that we had to coddle these kids and they never lose, and it's not a failing grade, it's just not a passing grade. You know, it just seems like we have softened them up so much that they don't know how to fail. And a couple of weeks ago I had a story on about how failure could probably be one of the best things that ever happens to you in business and in life, because hopefully you're going to learn something from it. And, you know, one of the best lessons I ever learned was from one of the biggest failures that I ever had. And I've told that story before about the radio station WBRW, where my failure to lock up the land lease is what eventually, you know, killed the deal to purchase WBRW. It was like the one thing I thought was secure. And yet when I didn't dot those I's and cross those T's, it was biggest mistake. And that's why that deal finally fell through. But I've learned from it. And now when I go into any business transaction, I'm sure that I'm making sure of all the details. I'm picturing every possible scenario so that that never happens again. What we've done with the millennials a lot of times is it seems as if mom and dad, you know, and you hear that term helicopter parenting, are always running around. And instead of letting the kid make the mistake, fall down, lose, the parents intervene just before that failure might happen so that little Bobby and little Susie don't get their feelings hurt. The problem with that is they never learn. They don't learn what it's like to fail. They don't know what it's like to lose. So that when they get into adult life and they don't get something their way, all of a sudden they're like, well, now what? I've heard stories. And as a recruiter, and that's what I did prior to owning a trophy store, I've heard stories from hiring managers where they would give a review to an employee, a young employee, a millennial or something like that, and then because they didn't get that stellar review, because they didn't get that promotion, they didn't get that huge raise, maybe they were put on a performance plan where they had to meet certain milestones, they, you know, the mother or the father would call the boss the next day and say, well, you know, what happened with Bobby? Why did you give him such a, like a 1 out of 4 stars or something like that? And it's like, this is between me and your son, not between me and you. We had stories of parents actually showing up to the place of business to discuss their son or daughter's review. My brother-in-law owns a large equipment repair shop and hauling company, and he has had parents who, after he's had to terminate employees, have shown up the next day wondering why they let Bobby go. Well, Bobby's just not doing the job. When does mom and dad step back and say, hey, it's time for you to grow up? It's time for you to be on your own. There's a friend of ours, a neighbor, that actually did her kids' homework, grade school, junior high school, and term papers in college. When do we let the kids learn? When do we let the kids feel? So what if they get a B? So what if they get a C? You know, it's just, we have to let them learn how to fail. Now, what brings me to this story? Well, I was at the Italian bakery in the Huntington Shopping Center the other day. A friend of mine owns it, Rose. And we were just talking, and so I walked in to buy a soda, and she screams, but she yelled out, hey, listen, here's Jim. He's lost 3 employees in the last week, you know, 3 millennials. And, you know, so people were interested in the story, and I told it. So lost 1 employee because of a complete lack of focus. He was always interested in what everybody else was doing, but not focusing on his own. Had no work ethic, you know, would take days off, you know, just because he didn't feel like working. Had another employee who was an absolute whiz on the computer, but he wanted it to be mutually beneficial. After 2.5 weeks, he came to me and he said, I don't think I want to work full time. Maybe we can make this mutually beneficial. I said, well, how does that work? And he goes, well, you know, I do my best work at 4 in the morning. I said, we're closed at 4 in the morning. And he was like, well, you know, maybe I could just work when I want to. I was like, that's not the way life works. You know, we have deadlines and we're a very deadline driven company. So I need you here. If you want it to be mutually beneficial, if you show up Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 5:30, every 2 weeks I'll give you a paycheck. After lunch, he came back. He goes, I need to know the procedure for quitting. And I said, basically, you tell me that you're going to quit and you give 2 weeks notice. And he goes, I think I'm going to give you my 2 weeks notice. I said, congratulations. Thank you very much. You can leave now. Another guy worked for me. And because he was making some mistakes, he came up to me, he goes, I think I need to quit. I go, why? He goes, because I'm making mistakes. I go, that's good. Make the mistakes. Learn from them. And then when we get into our busy season next March or April, you won't be making the mistakes. And what happened is I talked to him. He just couldn't get past that barrier that he was making so many mistakes. I was like, it's okay to make mistakes. Let's figure out how we're going to fix them. And then he finally just said, no, I really can't go that far. So basically, when I looked at his career history, he had worked 4 months in one job, 4 months in another job, 2 months with me. And it appeared that every time he hit a wall, every time he hit a barrier, rather than pushing through, and because mom and dad weren't there to back him up, he'd just retreat and quit. And now he goes home and he sits on the couch and he plays video games all day long. But it's like, when do we tell these kids, when do they finally get it that things cost money? Rent costs money, food costs money, insurance costs money, gas in the tank costs money. And the way to get money is to get a job. When do they get it that it's not always going to be fun? It's not always going to be easy. Sometimes it's just going to work. It's just going to be work. So, you know, with those three scenarios, the people in the coffee shop were like, or in the bakery were like, wow, you know, I can't believe that. Now, sitting at a table in the bakery that morning was a young man dressed in navy blues, in his dressed navy blues. And I'm sitting there going, what an interesting comparison this is. I got three kids that don't want to work, or they want to work when it's convenient for them. And I have a young man sitting down here in front of me who's in the first year of the Naval Academy, and trust me, he's getting ordered around, and he's going to have to do things that he doesn't want to do, and eventually he'll be at the point where he'll be the one giving those commands, but he has to suck it up and do it. And what a polite young man he was. What a great young man he was. And I'm so proud of him for his service. And yet the comparison between those that only want to work when it's convenient for them and him, who may have to get up at like 4 in the morning and do different drills and exercises and things like that and serve our country. I was just going out of my mind with that comparison. So it's almost like that old expression, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And the last couple of weeks have been hard at our store because now that we've lost three employees, I've got to pick up the slack. I'm going to work at 6 in the morning. I'm staying till 8 at night. I'm doing whatever it takes to get the job done because that's what my parents taught me. That's what my former bosses taught me and taught my generation. It's almost as if these kids are saying, well, when the going gets tough, I'm not going. And they just quit and walk away. And how many jobs can you do for 2 to 4 months and keep quitting because it's not convenient for you? When are these millennials going to get off their asses and actually have to do work? I want to see it. I just want to see it. But so far, my experience is getting to be where I'm done with millennials. Now, I just hired a young lady yesterday, and she's going to start engraving for me in 2 weeks when I get back from vacation. I said, let me give you a scenario and let me hear how you would play it out. So I told her about, you know, the three young men, and she looked at me. She goes, sir, that's ridiculous. You know, I'm looking for as many hours as I can get. I want to work. I want to contribute. I want to be a part of a team. There, I think we may have hit a home run, and hopefully when she starts, we'll see that. And she was like, make me busy. Make me work hard. Make me contribute. And I was like, perfect. That's the attitude that I really want to hear. That's the attitude I really want to see. And hopefully we'll get more people like that. Otherwise, I'm going to have a new hiring policy where, you know, I'm only going to hire 80-year-old women, or maybe Russ Zabrowski. I don't know, but I'm not going to waste my time and my money on training somebody who only wants to work until it gets hard and then they'll quit. So I don't know if you've had the similar experiences, but I would like to hear from you because so many articles are being written, probably 75%, 25% in the negative on the millennial side. I want to hear both the good stories, you know, young kids you've hired that are doing above and beyond, and I want to hear stories about, you know, on the negative where, you know, similar situations to me. When the big question, and you can put it to any millennial children you may have or millennial employees, when do they realize or when do they think they're going to realize that at some point they got to stand on their own two feet? Imagine a millennial having a baby, and then all of a sudden the baby poops, and you got to change the diaper. Well, that's icky. Now, what are we going to do? Run to mom and dad and say, here, change this? No, you got to stand on your own two feet, and you got to do it. When do we become men and women? When do we grow up? And I'm nervous because I don't see it happening. And if there's any millennials out there that can prove me wrong, by all means, do it. Show me how you're working. Show me how you'll accept the challenge. Show me that when the brick wall is put up, you'll crash through it. And I'll hire you right now. But so far, poor track record on my part. And these kids said everything right during the interview. It's just the actions that didn't speak as loud when they finally got into the job. So there's my little rant on the millennials. Hopefully you may have stories. Remember, you can email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. You can leave a comment on our Facebook page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Or if you want, text me, tweet me, whatever you can. But let me know your thoughts. And then when we get back from vacation, hopefully we'll be able to have a few more comments and continue the dialogue. And again, if you have any superstar millennium employees, please share them, your experiences with us. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office responded to the bank, Community First, in reference to a bank robbery in progress with individuals inside.
Police on the scene of a now former hostage situation, as the people being held inside the bank have been released by the man who had held them. The SWAT team still negotiating with the gunman inside the bank. Some residents of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, able to return to what was once their homes after a devastating wildfire. Here's Gatlinburg Fire Chief Greg Miller.
We're still working. This is going to be a process that takes time. And then we're still being pulled away from doing certain things by firefighting efforts.
Police in Washington say a standoff is over with a man believed to have shot a Tacoma police officer. Authorities say the suspect was shot and killed by police early this morning after he barricaded himself inside a home for hours. More news online at USARadio.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us. I'm Jim Gano with you. And, of course, we had some sad news yesterday. One of my heroes has died. And we'll play that for you in just a second. Here we go.
If you can say,
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun,
in 4 seconds, you can win a free cup of Coke.
Yes.
It's that simple. Just say,
it's two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
In 4 seconds.
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That was the slogan for Big Mac at McDonald's, and the inventor of the Big Mac has died. His name was Jim Delegati. He was from Pittsburgh, near Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, and he was 98 years old. And 50 years ago, he saw that his customers were asking for a bigger sandwich. And so he created the Big Mac by including a third piece of bread, a second patty. And it was wildly successful, and he continued that with 47 of his other franchises. And then the next thing you know, it was picked up nationally about 6 years later by the McDonald's Corporation. So, and believe me, I have had many, many a Big Mac in my day. There is nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich. And so Jim Delegati has passed away at the age of 98. Now, trivia question for you. Get your hands on your phones or on your Facebook pages or something. Let's see. We're going to have to come up with a good prize. How about a Crown Trophy T-shirt to the person who can answer this question? And I'm going to leave it open to everybody, including my friends in the advertising industry. There is a gentleman, famous musician, who wrote the jingle for two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, as well as many other jingles before getting into a grand solo music career. If you can name the gentleman before 1 o'clock that wrote the jingle to the Big Mac, you will win a Crown Trophy T-shirt. So make sure you you can either email me, trophyjim@yahoo.com. You can post it on Facebook at either my page, Jim Gano, or Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Or you can text me on my phone if you have my cell phone number. So by all means, reach out and let us know what you think. In business news, great news, the New Jersey and Pennsylvania reciprocal agreement is staying intact. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced on November 22nd that he is able to save the income tax reciprocity agreement with Pennsylvania thanks to health benefit reforms enacted since the fiscal year 2017 budget was passed. The agreement allows commuters to pay income tax to the state where they live rather than the state where they work. Governor Christie had originally announced that he would be ending the nearly 40-year reciprocal or 40-year-old reciprocal agreement between New Jersey and Pennsylvania that allowed taxpayers to pay income tax only in the state where they live. They didn't need to pay income tax in the state where they work. Now, what does this mean for you? Well, if you're a New Jersey employer of Pennsylvania residents, you can continue to withhold PA personal income tax on behalf of your Pennsylvania resident employees and remit that tax to the appropriate agency. And if you're a Pennsylvania employer of New Jersey residents, you can continue to withhold New Jersey personal income tax on behalf of their your New Jersey resident employees and remit that to their state appropriate agency. Now, you can disregard any previous communications from the state agencies that you may have received about the termination of the reciprocal agreement. Also, big news, an update. A couple weeks ago, I had mentioned to you that there was new overtime laws going into effect and that a lot of your employees that previously were exempt from overtime pay would now probably have to be paid overtime. And I think the threshold was around $26,000, bumping up to $47,000. And, you know, so now it looks as if that has changed, and we'll get into the details of that. A federal judge in Texas, late November 22nd, put a halt to a new rule regarding overtime pay that the Obama administration had scheduled to take effect today, December 1st. The regulation would have expanded time and a half overtime pay for millions of workers around the country by raising the salary threshold below which workers automatically qualified for overtime pay. Now, the current salary limit, which has been in place since 2004, is $23,660. The U.S. Department of Labor's rule would have effectively doubled that ceiling to $47,476. The judge, Amos L. Mazant III of the Eastern District of Texas, ruled that the Department of Labor went outside of its statutory authority in changing the rule. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a coalition of 21 states had filed multiple lawsuits seeking to block the rule. Several business groups applauded the judge's ruling. The basic fact is that if the Department of Labor would have evaluated the impact on small businesses and the overall economy, they would have found that it would have impacted them both negatively, says Katie Bliestra of the National Association for the Self-Employed. For more information on the ruling, you should read the New York Times report on the judge's ruling, which includes a transcript of those of his findings. Now that the December 1 implementation of the rule has been shelved, what's next for employers? Well, many of whom had been planning for months on how to best deal with it. The situation is fluid in the moment, but the administration of President-elect Donald Trump is not likely to be in alignment with the current White House views when it comes to labor policy. So, again, if you're making changes, if you've already notified some of your employees that that threshold was going to be raised, you can go back to them and say, sorry, not true, and they can continue working as they did. So, Russ, your guess is incorrect on who wrote the Big Mac jingle. And you will be surprised when you hear who it is. I'll give you that answer at the end of the show. Also wrote a jingle for Burger King. That is another hint that we will give you. Currently it's 12:40, and there are five ways to turn your small business supporters into bigger sales this holiday season. Now, no denying it, the holidays are here. They have been here since October 1st when Home Depot started putting all the Santa displays up. Black Friday and Cyber Monday have come and gone. And, of course, it can seem intimidating for small businesses and local mom-and-pop shops to stand up to huge department chains with thousands to spend on holiday advertising. But there is good news. According to the 2015 Small Business Consumer Pulse Survey by Cox Blue, many consumers actually want to do their shopping at small businesses. An overwhelming number of consumers support small and medium-sized businesses in their communities by shopping at them at least once a week, the survey says. In fact, 71% of people stated that they think it's important to buy local. So how can small businesses capitalize on this desire during the holidays? First, take advantage of the Shop Small theme and promote it in your community. Many customers will already be motivated to head to a local business instead of a giant retailer. It's a great opportunity for you to meet new customers and to try to turn them into regulars. And you can try to create a holiday kickoff and host a special sale. You should offer homemade baked goods or warm drinks throughout the holidays. It's a small luxury that customers won't get at major chains. Christmas cookies and cocoa will be a nice surprise to cold customers popping into your shop, and it will help reinforce for them exactly why they so enjoy the local atmosphere. Next time they consider where to shop, they'll think of you and your sweets. Last Saturday night, we stopped into the store in Somerville, my wife's favorite store, Three Hearts Home, and it was crowded, packed, taking advantage of all the crowds that were there, but the owner was walking around with little cups of hot apple cider, and on a very chilly night like that, that went down so nice. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, usually on Fridays during December, we do our Hot Cider Fridays. We invite people in. We have cookies from the bakery and just a chance for people to say hi. You don't have to buy anything. Just, you know, get a cookie, have some cider, and enjoy some of the holidays. Number three, try to greet people personally. Strike up conversations with neighbors you recognize. If your kids go to the same school or they go to the same gym as you, it's a great way for you to forge a connection and help them remember your store in the future. Another way to stand out, give back to a local nonprofit in your area, emphasizing that it's a generous time of year. On the one hand, giving is a way to form a business connection, and on the other, it also demonstrates to customers that you're passionate about the community and, of course, live out the holiday spirit. Host a book drive for the local children's hospital or donate 5 to 10% of sales to a charity that people admire. Plenty of large franchises will give donations to charity, but your store can stand out by donating to somewhere local. Number five, host a holiday party. Most larger stores don't have the freedom or the flexibility to stay open after hours, but for most small businesses, hours are something that can be changed on a whim. So host a special late-night sale, complete with Christmas carols playing and a table to make Christmas cards or another activity that makes sense for your business. At the same time, customers can peruse your merchandise. By offering a fun, family-friendly activity, your small business can further cement itself in the community while continuing to showcase your products. And since most consumers want to shop local, your only job is figuring out how to make the experience fun and convenient. And hopefully with these tips, you will be your shop will be ho-ho hopping in time for the holidays. So some great tips on how to just make it a little personal with your customers and get them in to kind of say thank you and hopefully get them to buy as well. Currently it's 12:43. We're going to step away for a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about 10 things that may disappear in the not-too-distant future. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. And again, so glad you could join us. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington and the host of this show. So, again, glad you could be here as we do this every Thursday, except next Thursday, when I'll be on vacation. So, every year at this time, it seems that lists start to come out. The top 10 movies, the top 10 songs of the year, things like that. And there's one list that I always see that has taken on a different tone this year. Normally, it's like the top 10 businesses or the 10 businesses that won't be around next year. And this year, it's a little different. They've really honed in on some things that when you go through the list, you kind of say, makes sense. And this year was no exception. But again, I'm surprised by some of the things on the list. Now, 10 years ago, think back. There were thousands of Blockbuster video stores that occupied buildings all over the country, renting DVDs and selling popcorn. Today, all but a handful are closed, and the company's shares once traded for nearly $30. Now, Blockbuster is gone, scooped up, and then erased by the Dish Network in a bankruptcy auction. Now, obsolescence isn't always so quick or so complete, but emerging technologies and changing practices are sounding the death knell for other familiar items. Here we go. Here are the 10 things that we may be saying goodbye to soon. Look in your purse, look in your pocket for your keys. Keys, at least in the sense of a piece of brass cut into a specific shape, are going away. At the office, most of us are already using a card with a chip embedded to get access. But for getting into your house and your car, the technology that will kill off the key is actually your smartphone. Connecting either via Bluetooth or the internet, your mobile device will be programmed to lock and unlock doors at home, at the office, and elsewhere. The secure software can be used on any mobile device, so if your phone runs out of juice, you'll be able to borrow someone else's device and log in with a fingerprint or facial scan. If your phone is stolen, simply log in and change the digital key. Another thing that's going the way of the dinosaur, blackouts. Now, frustrating power outages that leave people with fridges full of ruined food are on their way out as our electrical grid becomes increasingly intelligent and resilient. Two factors are at work here: slow, incremental, smart grid improvements to the system that delivers electricity, and the rapidly expanding use of solar energy in homes and businesses. The breakthrough product here is the home battery, developed by electric car maker
Tesla and others, by 2020, batteries will be cheap enough to store surplus solar power during the day and discharge it overnight, helping to better balance electricity supply and demand, and run a home for up to several days during a blackout. LED lighting and more efficient appliances are also helping by reducing the load on the system. Now, whether the grid is or a backup system is running. Utilities are also deploying huge banks of batteries from suppliers like AES in storm-prone areas to make sure that the power stays on for everyone. Another thing going away, this may surprise you, but we've talked about this, fast food workers. Now, burger flippers have targets on their backs as fast food executives are eager to replace them with machines, particularly as minimum wages in a variety of states are set to rise to $15 an hour. Diners will notice reduced staffing up front as outlets such as Panera Bread and McDonald's turn to touchscreen kiosks for order placing. Behind the scenes in the kitchen, industry giants like Middleby Corp and boutique startups like San Francisco's Momentum Machines are all hard at work for devices that will take on tasks like loading and unloading dishwashers, flipping burgers, and cooking French fries. Humans won't be totally out of the picture. The machines will require supervision and maintenance, and dissatisfied customers will still need appeasing, but jobs will plummet. Now, here's one that I'm a little sad about. The clutch pedal and manual transmissions are going away. Every year, it seems that an additional car model loses the manual transmission option. Even the Ford F-150 pickup truck can't be purchased with a stick anymore. The decline of the manual transmission here in the U.S. has been decades in the making, but two factors are accelerating its demise. Number one, automatics, developed by firms such as BorgWarner, ZF Friedrichshafen, and Aisin, are getting more efficient, with up to 9 gear ratios allowing engines to run at the lowest, most economical speeds. Many Mazdas and some BMWs, among others, now score better fuel mileage with an automatic than with a stick. And number two, among high-performance cars, such as Porsches, automated manual shifts are taking hold. They use electronics to control the clutch instead of your left foot. You can select the gears with paddles or just let the computer take care of that too. The result, shifting is faster than even for the most talented clutch and stick jockey, improving the car's acceleration numbers. Plus, the costs on these are coming down, and they can now be found in less expensive sporty cars such as the Golf GTI. Another thing going away, college textbooks. Already seeing this. By the end of this decade, digital formats for tablets and e-readers will displace physical books for assigned reading on college campuses. The Kiplinger Letter is forecasting that K-12 schools won't be far behind, though they'll most likely stick with larger computers as their platform of choice. Digital texts figure to yield more bang for the buck than today's textbooks. Interactive software will test younger pupils' mastery of basic skills such as arithmetic and create customized lesson plans based on their responses. Older students will be able to take digital notes and even simulate chemistry experiments when brick-and-mortar labs aren't handy. Now, this is a mixed bag for publishers. They'll sell more digital licenses of semester or year-long usage of electronic textbooks as their customers can't turn to the used book marketplace anymore. On the other hand, schools are seeking free online open source databases of information and collaborating with other institutions and districts to develop their own content on digital models, cutting out traditional educational publishers such as Pearson, McGraw-Hill, and Scholastic. Here's one that's going away. Let's see if you all remember this. Yep, dial-up internet. Now, if you want to hear those once familiar beeps and whirs of a computer going online through a modem, you will soon need to do that either in a museum or in some very, very remote location. According to a study from the Pew Foundation, only 3% of U.S. households went online via a dial-up connection in 2013. 13 years before that, only 3% had broadband. Today, 70% have home broadband. Massive federal spending on broadband initiatives passed during the last recession to encourage economic recovery has helped considerably. Some providers will continue to offer dial-up as an afterthought for those who can't or don't want to connect via cable or another broadband means, but a number of the bigger internet service providers, such as Verizon Online, have quit signing up new dial-up subscribers altogether. Another one going away is the plow. Few things are as symbolic to farming as the moldboard plow, but the truth is, the practice of turning the soil is dying off. Now, deep plowing is winding down its days on small, poor farms that can't afford the new machinery. Most U.S. cropland is now managed as no-till or minimum-till, relying on herbicides and implements such as seed drills that work the ground with very little disturbance. Even organic farmers have found ways to minimize tillage using cover crops rather than herbicides to cut down on weeds. Also going away, your neighborhood mail collection box. The amount of mail that people are sending is plummeting, down 57% from 2004 to 2015 for stamped first-class pieces. So around the country, the post office has been cutting back on those iconic blue collection boxes. The number has fallen by more than half since the mid-1980s. Since it costs time and fuel and money for carriers to stop at each one, the USPS monitors usage and pulls out boxes that don't see enough traffic. And the next one is your privacy. Now, if you're already online, you had better assume that you already have no privacy and act accordingly. Every mouse click and keystroke is tracked, logged, and potentially analyzed, and eventually used by website product managers, marketers, hackers, and others. To use most services, users have to opt into lengthy terms of conditions that allow their data to be crunched by all sorts of actors. But most of us already carry around an always-on tracking device for which we usually pay good money, called a smartphone. Your phone is loaded up with sensors and GPS data. It's linked to a Fitbit, perhaps? Well, now it has your health data as well. One reason not to fret, encryption methods are getting better at walling off at least some aspects of our digital lives, but living the reclusive life of J.D. Salinger might soon become real fiction. And finally, number 10, going away, as it has been for several years, the incandescent light bulb. No, government energy cops are not coming for your bulbs, but the traditional incandescent light bulb that traces its roots back to Thomas Edison is definitely on its way out. As of January 1st, 2014, the manufacture and importation of 40 to 100 watt incandescent bulbs became illegal in the U.S., part of a much broader effort to get Americans to use less electricity. So you can use what you have. Only three-way light bulbs will still be made incandescently, and then eventually they'll be gone, replaced by more fluorescent or LED bulbs. Let's see. What else do we have here for you this week? Because we are a full-service radio show. In sports, in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson secured his seventh championship with a win last week in Homestead. Johnson now ties King Richard Petty and the Intimidator Dale Earnhardt with seven championships each. Also in NASCAR, news that the once elite team of Roush Fenway Racing has announced it will scale back to a two-car operation next year with Trevor Bayne and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. driving. In the NCAA, football heads into Week 13, and the AP Top 10 looks like this. Alabama leads the poll in the number one spot, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, Washington, and Michigan. Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Penn State, Colorado, and USC round out the top 10. The playoff scenario right now features Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington, but there are several key games this weekend that could upset that before we get to the final playoff picture. NFL Week 13 kicks off tonight with the Dallas Cowboys playing the Minnesota Vikings. Game time is 8:25 p.m. In NCAA men's basketball, the top 10 looks like this. Kentucky holds down the top spot, followed by Villanova, North Carolina, Kansas, and Duke. Virginia, Xavier, Gonzaga, Baylor, and Creighton round out the top 10. Tiger Woods returns to action today in a golf tournament for the first time in nearly a year. And I'd like to wish good luck to the Bridgewater Raton Panthers football team as they take on Westfield on Saturday at 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium for the state championship. Very sorry I'm going to be missing that game, guys. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for an upcoming program, topic, or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And remember, next week, no show, as I will be on vacation, so that's where I'm going. Y'all have a good week. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Well, it's time for my vacation. It's time for me to have some fun. Yes, it's time for my vacation. I won't lay out in the sun. 'Cause I've been working every weekend. I've been working overtime. Now it's time for my vacation. Having nothing on my mind. Going swimming in the blue hole.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdon.com.